Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, London. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Top draw, baby. Top draw. I'm back. Did everybody have a great holiday?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Look here, man. I got to tell you something. Holidays come and go. The Bigfoots are still here, and they're plentiful around the globe. And I'll tell you what, in the last 9 days, I've marked them on the calendar, by the way, 9 days, I had probably around 26 calls. One day I thought I had three, and there was only one. I marked it wrong. But I'm telling you, man, there's activity going on. There's craziness still prevailing. And as you guys all know, that's in the industry, on a Friday night, we get most of our calls from delinquents and screwballs, alcoholics and druggies. And those of you who are in the industry understand exactly where I'm coming from. But nevertheless, pretty much a lot of them are pretty damn sincere, and they've seen something, okay? They've seen something, folks, and they're more plentiful now than they were when we first started this radio program. And are we on 15 years now, Bill? Well,
we're getting there.
Okay, Bill is drinking that schnapps again, I think. Either that or the wine.
Guys on the air, off air here.
Okay, so Bill, what are we at? 15 years now?
Yep. We do.
Ladies and gentlemen, you understand that we built this from nothing. Nothing. Zero. Zip. And we are the longest running Bigfoot show in the world. Don't believe me. The records go back that far. And Bill keeps the damn records,
shows.
I'll tell you that. Now, I'm telling everybody, I'm coming on every show to remind everyone, the 10th of October in that proximity, we're taking off for 2 months. And we're doing a show. We're filming everything. It's called Where Are They Today? Okay? Those are the people help us build who we are. Those are the people helped us to get where we are. And those are the people who are the ones that are in all of our movies. Bigfoot, Bigfoot Lives 1, Bigfoot Lives 2, Bigfoot Lives 3, Hoax of the Century, Hoax, Bigfoot Hoax, Bigfoot, The Legend of Bigfoot. It goes on. And by the way, you guys better listen up, get your ears on real quick. Last week, last Tuesday, a week ago yesterday, Brutal Bigfoot Encounters debuted. My God. Unbelievable. It sold out in 2 days on Amazon. Sold out! What does that tell you? It tells you that people want our stuff even more. The Biscardi brand is going around the world. It's global, folks. That's right, global. For those of you people that don't know what global is, okay, that means take a look at that globe that turns and shows all those countries on there. Huh? You ever watch that when you were a kid? You turned it and turned it. That's what it means. The brand, the Biscardi brand, when it comes to Bigfoot, has gone global, around the world. Unbelievable. So now let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, folks. Real simple. I need everybody's ears listening to me pretty damn close right now. I want everybody who listens to us, who know us, who've been with us, who've been on expedition with us. I'm looking for the originals. We're going to try. Marco Bill is great on records. He's putting a lot of stuff together, but we're finding that their phone numbers are no longer any good. Their emails aren't being responded. Whether they're dead, we don't know. But that stuff happens, don't it? Okay? So what we need to do is, we want some new stuff. We want to get, I said this the other day when I was on the show, I want to get with the mountain monsters. Remember that? We talked about that, Tom?
Yep, sure did.
Okay, and that was a show that was on the air, and I think it was stationed somewhere in the Virginias, West Virginia, the Carolinas, north or south. You guys know what I'm talking. Now, if Leo is out there, Leo, are you on the dais tonight? Are you with us?
He's not on.
Leo is not with us today. Okay. So,
come on, but he hasn't on that yet. That's what I was trying to call while you were talking.
All right. Doyle, are you on?
I'm on, sir.
Good.
How you doing,
you,
Godfather?
Good to hear you, young man. Look here, we need your expertise. Since you're law enforcement, since you are a man of means when it comes to tracking people down and stuff, remember what I talked about, the Mountain Monsters. It was a TV show. It was kind of compelling.
Yeah.
For the first,
it was based on some guys
minutes,
out of West Virginia and Virginia. Yeah, I know the show you're talking about.
So what I need from you or somebody out there, is Theron out there in Mississippi?
Theron isn't on yet either.
Okay, well, we're batting 1,000, aren't we? Okay. So here's what I need. I need for you people to put your feelers out there, because I want to spend about a week out in that area, because now is the time that those things start moving, okay?
Sure.
Especially when we're
that's like
be
a
out.
Story. I told a story big time about last week, you know, about right here, this migration area. Right through the Appalachian Mountains, West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee. Maybe this is the hot spot right now.
Exactly.
And I will find Mountain Monsters. I think they canceled their show.
I know that.
But if you
want to
find the guys, I'll find out who the guys were and where they're at, and I'll get a hold of them for you.
Get me some contacts on them, okay? So therefore, I would like to hook up with them guys prior, do some preset stuff with them before we get out there and make things happen, okay? I mean, they were interesting as hell. They did the wolf man, the devil dog, the wampus beast, mothman, the bigfoot, I mean, the whole nine yards.
The goat man of Kentucky, they done it all.
Yeah. Now, from what I understand, their leader was a guy named Trapper, a guy named John Tice. And I'm going to put these names out here that I've found out so far, okay? So it was John Tice, William Neff, N-E-F-F, Jeff Headley, H-E-A-D-L-E-E, Jacob Lowe, L-O-W-E, and Joseph Lott, L-O-T-T. Now, I'm sure that some of you people in our circle must know some of these people somewhere along the line. Get me a contact number, okay? Get me something that I can get with these guys, because somebody told me in the inner circle that they have some spots out there that they've been quiet about. They have some spots that they think one of these creatures might be hiding out in. So,
hey, Tom, they actually claimed on one of their shows to have captured a Bigfoot in one of their homemade traps, but it escaped before they could get back there to it.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, look, I'm willing to talk to whoever's leading this bunch and work something out with them. And you know, there's a possibility that we can all get together and make something happen here. But the only way you're going to do it is you got to talk. So, and I understand they're pretty much on the down low for several reasons. Let me try to explain. Whether they're bootlegging booze in that area, who knows? They've been doing it for eons and eons. Whether they're doing, looking for that root that makes your dick hard again. What do you call that stuff?
Ginseng, baby.
Ginseng. There you go. Well, you know all about that stuff. There you go. All right.
Yeah, I got my fair share of it.
So they're doing that stuff, okay? And no matter, you know, that's where they got the snakes and the stuff that they're doing with the religion and all that kind of stuff. I'm not into that.
That's right here in my backyard. I know the family that's done the snake show.
Oh, is that right?
And, yeah, in fact, the father of the snake show got bit and died, and the son got bit just the other day and is surviving thanks to the University of Tennessee Medical Center. He's alive right now, but, yeah, it's all right here. It's in my backyard, Tom. Anything you want to meet these people, you want to talk to them, you know, anything you want to do, you call me. I'll get you hooked up.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, here's the main thing.
Tom, Leo's here too now.
Who's there?
Leo,
how you doing, buddy?
Hey, sir, how you doing?
Listen, you haven't been listening because I guess you've been busy doing something else, but I'm on the phone right now with Doyle. Now, he's a cop also. Now, you know where you're from, North, and what Carolina's you, North or South?
I'm in the northern part.
Okay. Now, you remember the show Mountain Monsters?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, there, where were they? Where was that staged at? It was somewhere in the Appalachians, right? Oh, it says right here, West Virginia.
Asheville.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we're looking for these guys that were on the show. It was John Tice, T-I-C-E, William Neff, N-E-F-F, Jeff Headley, H-E-A-D-L-E, Jacob Lowe, L-O-W-E, and Joseph Lott, L-O-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to talk to these people because on the down low, I got a story from some people that knew them but got casted out, didn't want the story to get out, that they think they are on the trail or they know where one of these creatures are hiding, where they habitate, okay? And I've
mm-hmm.
listened to all this crap on the internet, okay? It says, you know, here it is. Wild Bill Mountain Monsters arrested. Trapper from Mountain Monsters Hell. Is it scripted? Is Mountain Monsters fake? Is it real? Mountain Monsters is the stupidest show ever. Mountain Monsters, is a trapper dead? They wanted to know. Mountain Monsters is so stupid. Proof that Mountain Monsters is fake. Mountain Monsters is ridiculous. Mountain Monsters is Trapper, all right. Trapper, I guess, was the guy who ran the show, okay? I guess he got
right.
sick or something. And then some big, heavyset kid. And I don't take that as an insult, but when you're younger than me, you're a kid, okay? But they showed me something on this guy. And the only thing I didn't like is they all ready to lock and load. When they hear something, or I looked at a couple of these clips, and then they're all running back to their rigs. So I don't,
correct.
You know, I don't know what's going on, but I want to get down to whoever's running that hullabaloo down there, and I want to meet with them. I want to talk with them. You know what I'm saying? So, do you have a can you get us a line on some of them people, Leo?
The thing about it, though, Pop, I've been looking into that for the longest, trying to get in touch with those guys. And the reason I have, because some of the episodes, I've heard a lot of people, friends, say, hey, man, you know, I'm a big fan of Mountain Monsters. What do you think about it? And I said, well, I'm not a fan of it because I know some of the clips are not, to me, some of the clips don't seem real. They seem like they're staged. But I do know that most of their filming was done in Appalachian. Some of it was done in Buncombe County, which is in Asheville, and I think some was done in Sparta. So I can look and see if I can pull my resources and see how I find out where these guys are. I can definitely do that.
I'd appreciate that, Leo, and I know if anybody can do it, I know it's you and Doyle, because both of you are in the same industry, okay? And I really want to get up with these guys because the guy that called me told me the story that, hey, look, they were pretty close to what was happening. And, yeah, there was a health situation, but they didn't want to come up and talk to anybody else, okay? They just didn't want to go on the air any longer. They had their 15 minutes of fame, and what they wanted to do was now just bring one of these things back. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for my family, my friends, my Bigfoot colleagues, I would pretty much have done the same thing. But now what we need to do is we need to align ourselves with other genuine people to make sure that, hey, let's put your research together with our research, with other people's research. God knows, man, that we've got everything in the book when it comes to the latest and greatest equipment, okay? The key
mm-hmm.
to it is making it happen, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, y'all, everybody gets ridiculed. These poor guys have got ridiculed also, okay? And, you know, everybody said to me, well, what do you have to do to get a TV show, Tom? Do you have to have some teeth missing, grow a beard, look like ZZ Top members, and talk with a twang? I says, well, I don't know. I know in the beginning we were offered a lot, but I don't work for free. I don't think many of you people do too, do you? You know, you all have a job that you have to support yourself and your family and put a roof over your head and food in your bellies and clothes on your backs for you and your family. And I don't like when people come out and exploit others. And that's what's happened here, folks. You want to know the truth? I'm telling you the damn truth, okay? That's what's happened. So I put a price up there so high, either you take it or you don't, you know? And that's what it's all about. We just keep on keeping on and do what we know how to do. So if you can help us, all right, and I'm talking about you, Doyle, and you, Leo, because I know the field you're in, and I know that if anybody can come up with anything, you guys can, all right? See what you can do, because you don't know, Leo, but I did tell you on another show, and I prefaced it at the top of this one, we're doing a show, we're going to film it all. Where are they today? All the people that made us who we are, all the people that had encounters, had experiences, and we are going to go out and see them today, see what's happened, how it changed their life. You know, they got a show on TV starting on the 21st of this month on all the people who won the lottery and how it affected their lives. Well, you know what? I woke up one morning and I says, how come nobody's doing anything like that about Bigfoot? We are the closest thing ever, okay? Because when you look at our documentaries, folks, guaranteed you will see how it's changed people's lives. And we could talk about newscasters. We can talk about the real people have seen these creatures. And you know what? A lot of them came forward. A lot of them went back into the brush. Didn't want to talk about it any longer. Okay? They said, you know, we're tired of dealing with a lot of hoopla and bullshit and criticism. And it's because people didn't know. But we know the truth. We all know the truth, okay? Especially those of you that's in this industry. So the key to it is I'm trying the best I can with my team to see how many we can do in those 2 months. Now, we're going to be zigzagging north, south, east, west, and everywhere in between. We're going to be hitting the east coast, the west coast, the south, the north, in between, New Mexico, Arizona, and those of you know who I'm talking about, Roger Peterson, and we got Father Ray up in that area. One of our colleagues is dead today, but we still got Ortiz, who's up in that area doing what he does the best. And, you know, it has a lot to do with our Native Americans. My God, you know, we got the Cree, we got the Apache, we got the Cherokee, we got Navajo, we've got the Blackfeet, we got the Arapaho, we've got the Seminole, we got the Ojibwe,
the Sioux,
and we got the Sioux. We've got them all, man, that we've worked with. And you know what? We're going to be working with all of them again. We're going to see where they are today, how their lives have changed. And let me tell you something. I think it's going to be a big one because nobody has ever done this, okay? And we are going to do it. We are going to go back out there and get their stories to find out. We'll have clips of what where they were then and where they are today and how it's affected their, you know, their lives and their family's life. I think it's a big one. I really do. What do you think about that, Doyle?
I'm loving it. I love the idea of it. Let's go back and dig up some of these relics. The question I'd like to ask all of them is, you know, they came forth. with what they've seen and what they've done, how's that affected their lives and their communities since then?
Exactly.
Are they viewed as nuts now, or are they, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Do you see how quick you picked up on that? Leo, what do you think of this idea?
Hey, I'm loving it. I'm loving it, Pop, because, you know, when people want to look back on history, they always want to go back to where things began. And for them to see that we're still on this quest, you know, this will bring this to the forefront, because when people start seeing us, you know, they see Leo the Bigfoot Hunter still doing his thing. They see Dole still doing his thing. They know that we're not quitting, that we are for real about this quest, and that we're sincere about this quest. So I think it's going to bring it to the forefront.
Right. You're exactly right. And we're going to talk about the people, our fallen agents, angels that who've been with us throughout the years and who are not there any longer, like Mike Sells, and we'll even do the bad guy. You know, I got to tell you something. My son, not because he's just my son, but he's smart too. He sent me a deal last week. Do you remember what I'm talking about? The deal on Roger Patterson, son?
Yeah, I talked about
it. What was the name of that
show.
Organization?
Well,
the guy that does
the name. Yeah, oh, you mean 24/7 News Watch, yeah.
Yeah, okay, 24/7 News Watch, folks. They finally come up and said, oh, look at this. We have a picture of Roger Patterson, okay, pre-Roger Patterson, hoaxing Prince. Really? Just look at our movie, Hoax of the Century. It'll tell it all. It tells you who the culprits were in between, who played what part in the whole nine yards. We've really never exposed that film to the degree that it should be, believe me. Because it's coming out, and they're all saying, oh, it's all bullshit. And, oh, by the way, what happened to that guy Gimlin, who all of a sudden became a martyr and now has fallen by the sides? Does anybody know why he's fallen by the sides? That's how smart you guys are. Doyle, tell me.
And they fall on both sides because nobody's backed up and tried to retell their stories. They heard it once, they dismissed it, and they dismissed it. They've never backed up and tracked up and followed up on it.
And exactly. And you know what? There's controversy now with the people that are with him because he's got managers. Whoa, dude, really? Why do you have a manager? Money, ding, 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 cha-ching, okay? And then what do you know? Isn't this something? Go back to August at the Globe, and big headlines, Bigfoot ruined my life. Infamous Sasquatch footage turned cowboy's life into a nightmare. And who do you think that nightmare was put on to? Mr. Bob Gimlin. And I'm looking at it right now. And you know what bothers me? It took all these years for them to be outed, even though the Bigfoot community said, oh, no, can't be. Can't be.
Still say it. Still say
yeah.
it.
You know, and it just blows my mind, folks. But that's okay. P.T. Barnum said there's one born every day. And that's good, too. But I'll tell you what, we're going to have a roster of when we leave here around the 10th of October, day after my birthday, till we come back on the 10th of December. We're going to have more footage, the best footage we ever had, on everything that ever went on in this here United States. I'm talking Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, North and South Carolina, West Virginia, Georgia, Arkansas, Alabama, all the stuff where we got great stuff, upstate New York, okay? We're talking about Michigan, Minnesota. You name it, we've been there, man. I mean, and we're ready to go out and show and share it with the world. Let the world see where they are today and how it affected their lives. And you're going to see how they've changed in 15 years. Okay? You're going to say, wow, some of these people had dark hair. Now they're gray. Some of them are bald. Okay?
Some of them are dead, Tom.
Yes, some of them
are fat.
Exactly. And I mean, I'll tell you what, when I got this epiphany, I said to myself, my God, this is a great way of entertaining the world and letting everybody know where they are today. So we're going to do it for you, folks, but we need your help. I want all the ears out there that can hear me. You got your ears on. Listen, one more time, and I'm going to say goodbye and turn everything over to my son and Bill and all their people on the dais. Mountain Monsters, the TV show. It was John Tice, William Neff, Jeff Headley, Jacob Lowe, and Joseph Lott, folks. If you got a handle on any of these guys and can get me their email or phone number, shoot it over to me. I want to yak at them a bit, let them know what I got going on. Maybe we can share some experiences with the world. You know what?
Hey, Tom, can I make one suggestion?
Please.
Hell, just Google them.
Well, guess what? I've got so much on my plate right now, I can't. But I know that you got a lot of time. You told me you're going to help me. You see what you can get from me.
I'll do it. I mean, I'm just telling you, that's the best way to start looking for somebody is just
all right,
nowadays,
all right,
well, just Google them.
This. And Leo, I'm
depending
on you now, son.
Yeah.
Know
that. Yeah, I got a database I can tap into with some resources.
All right. I'm relying on both of you guys. Listen, till next time, America, kudos and salutations.
Good night, Godfather.
Let's hit that commercial. Yes. Come on back with a little Bigfoot talk there, Marco.
Ari K. Here is the commercial.
Hello, hello.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And don't
back.
Forget, folks, don't forget that you can get all them movies on Amazon or at our website, searchingforbigfoot.com. Well, you know, it's going to be a heck of an October, isn't it, guys? We're going to be all over the place. It's going to be wonderful. But, you know, I got to let you know about some news, folks. Marco, have you read the news about Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's something new that came out yesterday, and I want to share it with everybody because our good old buddy, Todd Standing, he sued the, let's see here, he sued the BC government to recognize the existence of Sasquatch. Okay, so it's wonderful. Listen to this. Most people in the province have an opinion on whether or not Sasquatch really exists, but a BC man took himself, took his belief into the creatures to a new level. Broad standing, he sued the BC's Ministry of Forest, Lands, Natural Resource Operations, and Rural Development, aiming for the provincial government to declare that Sasquatch is, in fact, an indigenous creature of our province. He sought a declaration from the judge. Sasquatch is a hominid or a primate, Gigantohoridus, hominid or Gigantopithecus type species, also known as Bigfoot, and is an indigenous mammal living there in British Columbia. So what do you think happened?
Well, he'd done it once before, too.
Oh, I didn't know he tried to sue him before. Wow.
He was in with a politician.
Well,
he was in with a politician, and when he got that video of his Bigfoot that he had, right, he was, like, showing it around, trying to raise money for the basically for preserving or making some sort of a law that would protect the Bigfoot in Canada. And
okay.
So he went through the law on that one, too, so I don't know.
My goodness. Yeah. Well, written in a decision last week by Supreme Court Justice Kenneth Ball, the provincial government argued standing's claims is based on assumptions and speculation, lacks an air of reality, and his statements of fact are ultimately incapable of proof. Ooh, boy. The Providence added that no legal right of standing has been infringed upon or violated, and said that his claims was frivolous and an abuse of the process. In response, standing said that the province knew or ought to have known the existence of Sasquatch at all times, and the species is likely at risk, threatened, or endangered. He added that the province had done nothing to substantiate or acknowledge the existence of Sasquatch, and there are no safeguards in place. He denied that the statements were speculative due to the strength of a video he showed him in court of him capturing a Sasquatch. In Ball's short written decision, he stated none of standing's rights have been infringed upon due to the inaction of recognizing the Sasquatch species. And to boot, the person that loses in the case has to pay the government side also. So I guess I don't know what he was trying to do besides trying to get a little publicity, but trying to sue the government to prove that what you've seen is reality. Wow. What do you think about that, Doyle?
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm all over that one. I've actually had this kind of discussion with fish and wildlife officers from three different states.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, four different states now. And I asked them, I said, if you see us trudging through the woods at night with heavily armed, I said, I posed the same question to all of them. I said, we're heavily armed. I said, we're trudging through the woods at night. I said, you find us, you run across us.
Uh-huh.
And if you remember, we ran across some Texas Rangers down there in Texas on their last expedition that I went with you on.
That's right.
And the same question was posed is, if you ask us why we are armed in the woods at night and where's our hunting license, and we say we're hunting for Sasquatch or Bigfoot, and they laugh and say nothing exists like that, then I'm like, well, then you can't charge us for hunting for Sasquatch or Bigfoot. I said, we're not hunting for deer. We're not hunting for, anything else.
Right.
We're hunting for Sasquatch. Well, there's no gaming laws anywhere on the books in no state, nowhere. There's no gaming laws against hunting for Sasquatch. I challenge anybody to show me any regulation that says you can't go in the woods at night with a gun and not look for Bigfoot.
Yeah, but then
I promise you, I've looked it up.
Is there a law, Doyle, that says that if you're out in November with a gun and you don't have a license, you're going to go to jail?
Well, we're not looking for deer. We're looking for Sasquatch.
I'm just trying to think how the cops would feel because you're a law enforcement, so is Leo. What about you, Leo? What would you think?
Well, it's really not that much that anybody could do because of the simple fact is, as I always say and I always tell folks, when they, say, why you guys out there with that much firepower, we're not out there just, hunting for Bigfoot or just, wanting to shoot Bigfoot. We got other things out there that can get us. So, it's really nothing much more than what a law enforcement officer can do, because one, the gun is not concealed. That's the first thing. If we own property, got property out there that we own, that we are allowed and we have free reign to be on, it's nothing you can do to stop us from being on that, you know, whether we're armed or not. So, you know, me personally on the other side, I'm not saying it just because I'm part of the searching for Bigfoot. I would say this on the other side. First thing I would say, you know, what is the reason that you stopped me from carrying this weapon through this wooded area that could be inhabited by dangerous animals? And, you know, I wouldn't even, unless it comes to it, you know, I'd tell, yeah, I'm searching, I'm looking for Bigfoot. And just like Dale said, they say, well, that animal don't exist. Well, I mean, if you want me to prove that the animal exists, then you prove to me that the animal don't exist, is what I would say.
Right, right, right. I just think it's a slippery
slope. It's a winning argument, Tommy. If you run into law enforcement in the woods and you're actually looking for Bigfoot, and, you know, you're heavily armed, like I say, like we always are when we go out. And, you know, and you run into law enforcement and you tell them, you know, hey, look, guys, bottom line, we're looking for Bigfoot. And they'll say there's no such thing and there's no such charge that says I can't look for this fictional creature. But we all know we carry the firearms. I mean, Leo knows why we carry the firearms. You know why we carry the firearms.
Right.
We carry them to protect ourselves against the more vile creatures that are out there. And you cannot say that you're allowed to defend yourself against an animal at any time in any state of any of this union, anywhere you go. You're allowed to defend yourself against an attacking animal.
Well, I mean, it makes sense to you and me and Leo, but I just kind of feel that with the way the laws are starting to be in, like, this court case here, you know, proving that Bigfoot exists, and then the court saying that, well, you don't have any proof, and because you don't, you're opening a frivolous lawsuit, it may go that way, absolutely. But
It may, but here's the thing about it. When they open the Bigfoot season, I'll buy me a hunting license, and I'll buy me a Bigfoot tag.
There you go.
Plain and simple.
There you go. There you go.
Is that right, Leo?
You're exactly right.
Hey, before you think about that, Leo.
Exactly right. Hey,
and I would tell any of my brother officers, I'd tell any of them the same thing. I'd say, you show me a Bigfoot hunting season, I'll show you a Bigfoot tag and a hunting license.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, we just gotta keep the faith. We gotta keep the pressure on. Keep doing what we do, because Doug, you know this for yourself, being a hunting man, and I seen this when I was a knee high to a June bug. And the example that I always use, we went from years and years and years, and people never did believe there was such thing as an albino deer. Now you can buy to hunt the albino deer.
Yeah. The albino buffalo was extinct. When it came back, if there was ever one born, according to Indian beliefs, that the end of time was near. Yep. Now there's herds of albino buffalo out there.
Yep.
A three-toed sloth never existed until just a few years back, and now there's one in every kid's petting zoo in this country. It's like ocean stuff, you know. They say in the ocean, you know, they say there's no, giant squids or whatever. Now the damn things are washing up in China and Japan on the shores every other day. You know, 30, 40-foot long squids. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how hard you want to look. And the one thing about the Bigfoot team I know, they'll never quit looking, baby.
That's why we're always searching, you know, searching for Bigfoot all across these great states. You know,
you got it.
It comes to me sometimes when I'm sitting here just thinking and I'm reading about all this hoopla and all the absurdness about Bigfoot, you know, why we all got into it. And, you know, I personally got into it to prove that there wasn't a Bigfoot. And, you know, to my surprise, here I am. It's God. My goodness, coming up on 10 years now on the team and being in the company and, you know, saw that creature and knew to myself that it wasn't a man. So it's either some kind of Neanderthal ape-looking monster or it's a bear, but it wasn't, you know. These creatures are out there.
You know what won me over? Can I give you the 30-second review, guys, of everything that won me over to Bigfoot?
Yeah, hit us.
It was Tommy's daughter, Jackie. I was coaching her in T-ball. And we all had a family cookout one day, and Tommy's beautiful wife, Kumi, who's a wonderful person, happened to mention to my better half that she missed Tommy when he went out looking for Bigfoot for a year. And she said, "Do what?" And then it hit me real hard, because I'd actually heard him on the John Boy and Billy show. And it hit me, I said, "You're Tommy Biscardi, the guy that was on the John Boy and Billy show the other day." I said, "You really do look for Bigfoot?" And he said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, you got to prove it to me." And we went to Tackett Creek, Tennessee. Brother, it don't get no more backwoods than that, does it, Tommy?
I'll tell you, man. That's where the dogs run from the men.
And Tommy, we went out there with a fellow that claimed he'd seen one. It was awful. It was just the guy showed us some stuff, and Tommy showed some bear scat around. He claimed he was making love to his wife in the back of a pickup truck when a Sasquatch walked over and leaned over the truck at him and, you know, scared him off, all this stuff. Anyways, Tommy done some tree knocks and some whoops. And then as we were leaving, because we didn't hear anything or nothing was there, and the bear scat was there, Tommy decided, well, it's probably just a black bear. You know, if there was anything he did see, it's probably a black bear. So as we were heading out of there, the old boy ran off ahead of us a little bit. As we were leaving, all of a sudden we start hearing whoops and tree knocks. And I thought to myself, what was that? And Tommy said, just looked at me and grinned. He says, Bigfoot. Huh? I said, bullshit. I said, it's that son of a bitch up there in front of us that said he heard that shit. I said, he's up there ahead of us. I said, doing this stuff. So I run the boy down, and I said, get out of the damn truck. I said, what are you trying to prove? He said, prove what? I said, doing these hoops and hollers back at us out here. He said, buddy, I swear to God, I ain't done nothing. And I literally about got ready to beat the shit out of him, didn't I, Tommy?
Yeah, you
were. Dragging us out in the middle of the woods in the middle of the night. And I was really hot. And while we were all three standing there, all of a sudden we hear, whoop, whoop. It's like, what the hell? And Tommy looked at me and grinned again. Then he grabbed his baseball bat, went over to a tree, and Tommy, like, knocked three times. Whap, whap, whap. And you know what I heard back? Three more raps. Whap, whap, whap. From over in the holler down below us.
Yep.
Then Tommy gave two yelps. Whoop, whoop. Yeah. And we get what back? Two yelps.
Two yelps. Yeah.
Well, this damn thing goes on for what, Tommy? 15, 20 minutes.
Well, at least 15, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the hell? I said, he is communicating with some fucking thing out here, and I know there's no other people out there, because there's just no people there. It's a wildlife preserve, and there's no other people there. I'm telling you, there's just no other people there. And anyway, that's whenever I got baptized into the Bigfoot business.
Yes, you did, buddy.
I was baptized by fire that night. Now,
Kelly,
we've been
Kelly,
a lot of places together, and I've yet to see one.
Yep. Well, hold on there, Dorian.
I'm so,
who was that?
That's Marco Bill. Kelly's on here
hey,
also.
Marco. Who?
Did you know Kelly's on?
Oh, no. Bring Kelly in.
Yeah, he's on.
Oh, hey, Kelly, how are you, buddy? Kelly from Texas. There you go.
How's it going there, TJ? You doing all right? Sounds like y'all
are
some whooping good times.
You know, that's what we do here on the Bigfoot Live Radio Show. We have a whooping good time. You know, folks, you know, Kelly sent me a picture. What was it, last week, Kelly?
Yeah. It was an article that I come across, and it was one of the little local towns right here in Texas talking about it. And, you know, once you get over into East Texas, there's there's a lot of people that come out of the woodworks when you start, you know, talking about, you know, I've seen something. I didn't really know what it was. Next thing you know, you got people coming to you. I've seen it too, man. People thought I was crazy. But, you know, it's, you know, you can't deny something once you've had some realistic values instilled in you by thinking, I'm the only one in these woods. Who the hell's beating on these trees out here, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I've had everything from veterans that are from Afghanistan. I let hunt on my property, you know, get run out. In fact, I had one just a couple weeks ago. They were out there hunting coyotes, and they were camped out on the banks of that creek by the little white shack, you know, y'all hung out.
Oh,
by.
Yeah.
And yep. He said, man, he said, we kept hearing these growls and stuff. And so, you know, we Marco Polo a lot, right? So he's Marco
right.
Poloing me at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Kelly, I don't know what this noise is out here, but I've heard some crashing, some loud growls, and I keep hearing something slap the water. I told him, well, the slap in the water is the beavers, dude. So relax a little bit. But, you know, it's always something to, you know, it's enjoyable, you know, to get out there and try to experience something that a lot of people will never even come close to.
Ain't that the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth? You know, I mean, Bigfoot or not, most people don't even enjoy going out and, you know, just to see the outdoors anymore. You know, an outdoor or mountain
yeah.
man, something that's, you know, far from the reality. You know, if it's not the boob tube and the internet computer and, you know, they're and work, that's it. That's their life nowadays.
Hey,
you know, they don't.
Take your kids out in the woods and tell them you're going Bigfoot hunting. They get scared. They're like, ooh, there's a Bigfoot out here. You know,
yeah.
And they get to get a good walk through the woods. It's good exercise. You get to breathe good mountain air. And it makes your family closer. You get to do stuff instead of everybody sitting on their damn cell phones texting 300 people they don't know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, out there in East Texas where Kelly's at, you know, like, I must have spent now, I've been out there 3 times, isn't it, Kelly? 3 times?
Yeah. Y'all been out
yeah.
3 times.
So 3 times, and, you know, 2 times out of 3, we had action going on. We had, I think I brought you out there, didn't I, Doyle?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. By that White House.
Isn't that where the snake was?
Yes. And also back where Kelly had those live camera traps, and we stood up waiting all night long. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Down near the back side of the gully. That's right. But there was actually a spot, probably I want to say it was east, down a road and then down through some thickets where he had some built up deer stands. And one of them was knocked down. It wasn't a deer stand that was knocked down. It was the hog baiter system that had been tore all up.
Yeah. The,
remember that, Kelly?
The feeder. Yeah. It picked the feeder up off the legs and laid it on the ground and opened it. And I just filled the feeders, and, you know, they're 300 pounds plus when they're full. And, I still got the pictures
of
the big
hands. Do you have a bear population there? Do you have a bear population there?
Hey, the only bears in them woods, dude, is me.
Okay, because we got bear population here, and they do raise deer stands.
No, these are 50-gallon steel drums. They're 50-gallon steel drums, Doyle. Okay?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, not those
plastic
teepees. These are the big, nice ones.
Yeah. But
go ahead, Kelly.
Well, the problem was, you know, was the extremely large handprints with long fingers and the thumb sticking way out to the side on both sides of the drum. And I didn't
But it
shows
an opposable thumb.
Oh, hell
awesome.
Yeah. And so, you know, I didn't even really notice it, and I was sitting there just kind of looking at the drum on the ground thinking, you know, what the hell, you know? And it just kind of popped into view all of a sudden. I said, holy shit, that is the biggest handprint I've ever seen. So I just stood it up and was looking at it, and my son was with me, and I told him, I said, look on the other side of this drum and see if there's another handprint. And he goes, Dad, there's another handprint on the other side of the drum. And
awesome.
So, you know, and I keep them high off the ground because, you know, the hogs would tear motors off of them and stuff like
sure,
that.
Sure, they'll
so
tear them all to hell. Yeah,
right there,
I know.
Yeah, there's 6.5 foot to the motor. And, yeah, so whatever it was a badass. I know I can't pick one of them up when they're full.
Yep. It's just, you know, I remember that first experience, and it was.
Boy, I'd love to camp out at night down there. I'd
yeah.
love to camp
well,
out at night down there. Man.
We'll have to get down there, Dolph.
It's nice.
We'll get down there.
I mean, it's a peaceful
we'll
spot.
Yep. It's a beautiful spot with the creek right next to it. You know, and that's where the creature actually works, lives, walks, back behind that creek area, back in that swamp lowland. I'm positive
oh,
where he's hanging out and coming up out to the high ground to feed, definitely, you know.
Well, let me tell you this, what you said, there was a creek back there or whatever. Let me tell you
mm-hmm.
something. All the complaints I've answered or investigated or sightings or anything you want to call it, out of everything I've ever done, anywhere I've ever done with Bigfoot, there's always been a freshwater supply close.
Yep.
Always.
It sure has, buddy.
Never seen a place where there was just dry water. Never seen a mountaintop
dry
where there
water.
Wasn't any freshwater
dry
springs
water.
Or anything.
Yep. You know, it's an enigma that's out there that's going to last far beyond the rest of us. I'm just hoping that we can put an end to it before, okay, we all go to the great Bigfoot lands in the sky. But, you know, folks, it's another, you know, time just, when we're having fun, time just flies. It's another 1 hour of the Bigfoot Live radio show. Just snap a finger, it's done. You know why? Because we're having fun. It's good. It's exciting.
Oh, we could do this all night. We could do this all night. And whenever we get up there in the woods and we throw the campfire up and we take turns about watching, you know, night watching and everything else, and we sit around that campfire and share our stories with each other, that's just good times, man. That's just good times.
Yes, it is,
buddy. You can't beat that.
Well,
you
know,
it's better than anything.
Let me, Doyle, I'm going to give Kelly our the first go. Any last words, Kelly?
Well, you know, the best thing to do is just, you know, get out there, get out in the woods, you know, be quiet, you know, walk around and sit down out in the dark, which most normal people don't like to do, and just listen and see what's around you. And a lot of times you'll find out there's way much more there than you realize. So
absolutely.
All y'all have a good week. Have some good hunting. Go hide out in the woods and try to find something.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing with us, Kelly.
All right. I'd be glad to see you when you get down here.
Outstanding. That'll be a definite. Leo,
look
down in North
forward to
Carolina.
Seeing you, Kelly.
Last word.
All right. Later on, y'all.
I ain't got but one thing to say. Who brought you? Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open, folks. The big guys out there. Trust me.
Let's not forget to get a hold of them mountain monster folks and give us the information. Remember that, folks. Just email us
Leo, give me a call tomorrow, Leo, and we'll get together and get us a plan together to find them boys.
All right.
Doyle,
hey, Doyle,
last word.
Number, right?
Last words, Leo, all you people out there, all the Bigfoot world, keep looking. Don't give up the dream. It's out there. We'll find it.
Folks, we will see you next week. And the last word actually always goes to Marco Bill.
And all I got to say is keep Bigfoot Live and keep Bigfooting, and we'll see everybody next week. Good night, all.
All good night.
Good night.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot Live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died.
stupid questions. No one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together. Reason for the facts.